Ron, I know we're switching gears tomorrow in the book of Proverbs, so before we leave the subject of making wise choices about friendship, I'm wondering if you can talk a little more about the way Jesus modeled this for us in his own life.
I'm glad you asked that question, Brian, because you're right. This is something that needs some further commentary. It's important to remember that when the Bible says Jesus was a friend to sinners, it was the religious leaders of the day who said that, and they were trying to discredit Jesus. Jesus never confirmed nor denied it. So if we want to gain a full understanding on the subject, we need to look at the way Jesus actually lived his life as opposed to what was said about him by a third party. So let's make a couple of points about Jesus' life in this area. Yes, he spent time with sinners. Yes, he ministered to them. Yes, he loved them. There's no question about any of that. But his close friends, the members of his inner circle, we might say, were all what we would call Christians, believers in Jesus, followers of Christ. And even from among that group, he had three men, Peter, James, and John, who were particularly close to him. It's also important to note that when Jesus spent time with unbelievers, he almost always had his disciples with him. He didn't go around spending vast amounts of time alone with a group of people who were living sinful lifestyles. Now, he loved them and he had a purpose for reaching out to them, but when he did, he was not alone. Clearly, we are called to spend time with unbelievers so that we might influence them in a positive way for the cause of Christ. So this is not about ignoring the world. It's rather about choosing our inner circle from among people who can help us reach the world and who can build us up in our faith. That's the way Jesus lived his life, and it's a great model for us to use when we're choosing our own friends.